Hi, I'm PopcornFairy28, and this is a podfic of Wrong Number, written by me, obviously. Summary. Just then, Candace's brain registered that it did not sound like Mom's voice on the phone. No way, that's fire. Send me pics. The unknown deep voice responded before hanging up. Or, my take on another perspective of a certain scene in Finding Professor X. Text and audio on same post. End of summary. Beginning notes. Me writing Hamster and Gretel fic? It's more likely than you think. Actually been wanting to write this for a while, and then tonight I wanted to write something for Lair Necessities and instead wrote this first. Figures. Also got a Milo Murphy's Law fic in the works, and I'm gonna have most of the next week off, so I'm planning on writing plenty. Been in a writing mood again, finally. End of beginning notes. Okay, I'm only letting you borrow my phone for busting just this once since your phone's broken again, Stacy said, handing Candace it after putting in the number manually. Candace eagerly hit the call button.
What up, girl?
Candace launched into her usual tirade. Phineas and Ferb are making a huge hamster ball maze! Just then, Candace's brain registered that it did not sound like Mom's voice on the phone.
No way, that's fire, send me pics.
The unknown deep voice responded before hanging up. That definitely did not sound like Mom, Candace said. Did you put in the wrong number? Stacy shrugged. I didn't think so. Candace examined the number. Why'd you put a 7 there? That's what it looked like, Stacy defended, showing the note Candace had given. I've told you, you really need to work on your penmanship. Fine, Candace said, taking the note and crossing it out aggressively. She started agonizingly, carefully rewriting the number when Stacy got up from the bed and started taking pictures of Phineas and Ferb's antics from the window. What are you doing? Sending him pics, obviously, Stacy explained, not looking up from texting. Candace groaned and flopped onto her bed. The end.